Valerie, you said this trip in May to the Pacific Ocean to study plastic pollution really changed your life. How has this experience impacted your outlook on recycling here in the Triad?
I realize the oceans are out of sight, out of mind for most people. Our oceans are becoming a plastic soup, and that was really sad and upsetting for me to see. So since I came back, I was thinking, you know, what can I do? What's the next thing I can do besides, you know, raising awareness? And I thought, you know what, I think the next thing to do is to try to get a plastic bag ban in Winston-Salem. So that's going to be my next project. I'm going to start, you know, asking people to help me and get a group together and start the process of doing a plastic ban in Winston-Salem.
And there's some cities out there right now in the United States that already ban plastic grocery bags.
Well, there's a lot of talks about plastic bags because cities like Los Angeles just passed a plastic bag ban. San Francisco had those bans for, you know, a few years now. I'm French, and in France, no, for years now, actually, when you go to the grocery store, you do not have access to plastic bags anymore. And there is a plastic bag ban in North Carolina, in the Outer Banks. There is in the three coastal counties because of the impact on the environment. So it will be great to do it for Forsyth County. You know, I'll start with Winston-Salem City, and we'll go from there.
Valerie, obviously plastic bags are everywhere. And if you're like me, you use them for more than just carrying groceries. I know during your research you found some astounding statistics. Can you share that with us?
So according to the EPA, in 2010, only 12% of plastic bags, sacks, and wraps were recycled. And we use 100 billion.
In the United States.
In the United States. 100 billion plastic shopping bags are equivalent to 12 million barrels of oil. It's one day supply of oil. And, you know, I'm not saying you need to stop using plastic bags for everything. Your newspaper coming in a plastic bag every day, I'm not going to push for a ban on that. You know, I think a plastic bag ban works because we can use reusable bags when we go to the grocery store.
Well, Valerie, making plastic bags is an industry, of course, and some people say that banning them could hurt that industry and cut jobs. And they also say it's an inconvenience for them. What would you say to those people who wouldn't want to see a ban on plastic bags?
The impact on the environment, we don't see it, and we end up paying more for it. But if you use, you know, 100 bags or 1,200 bags, that's the amount U.S. residents use per year. That's the average, 1,200 plastic bags.
1,200 each person.
Each person
in
the United States. So if it's 5 cents a bag, you know, it's $50 a year that you spend on plastic bags. And I think the grocery stores, you know, could benefit from not using them. And you'll give job to people who make reusable bags instead of, you know, one-time use bags.
Valerie, any final thoughts on your proposal to ban plastic grocery bags in Winston-Salem or just plastic pollution in the environment overall?
Plastic is a great material, but we overuse it, and we don't think about the impact it really has on our environment and the cost. We just came back from Baldhead Island, where turtles are hatching right now. And turtles are on the endangered species list. And what happened to turtles is they see those plastic bags in the ocean and thinks it's jellyfish and eat them. And once they eat them, they cannot digest them. They think they're full and they die. So, you know, those plastic bags or any plastic you throw out in the environment has got an impact.